Practice Book, Module A, Unit 2, Exercise 22. Listen to Judd and Sarah talking about their school days and then answer the questions.
Hi, Sarah. You okay? You look a bit pale.
Hi, Judd. I'm okay, just a bit shocked. I just saw a group of school kids ganging up on some poor kid. He looked so scared and vulnerable. It's so hard to know what to do when you see things like that. Do you walk away? Do you try to intervene? Sometimes you worry you could make things worse.
It's a really tough one.
Luckily, a teacher came along and they ran off. But I felt really feeble about not doing anything.
I understand completely. Do you know I was bullied as a kid?
What? You? But you're so big and strong.
Yeah, but I wasn't always big and strong. I used to be quite small for my age and really shy. And for a while, a group of bigger boys used to pick on me, push me around, even beat me up.
What did you do about it?
You wouldn't believe how hard it is to talk about it. I felt ashamed and hid it from my family and didn't want anyone to know. Eventually, I talked to this really great teacher. I think he guessed what was going on and helped me to talk about it without me being too embarrassed. He was so fantastic. He made me see it was their problem, the bully's problem, just as much as mine, and encouraged me to start an intensive sports program that built up my physique, but also built up my confidence. It was through him that I started rugby, as well as martial arts. As I grew stronger, the bullying stopped.
Wow. I would never have believed you could be a victim of bullying.
It was not a nice experience, I can assure you. But it led me into sports and rugby and made me understand the importance of sport in making you feel fit, strong, and confident.